Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Incredible finish to Iowa and Penn State basketball game. Iowa throws up a prayer, down by two. Air ball, guy catches it in midair, puts it in, and it's now going to overtime. Just interesting stuff. NFL Network reporting that Jim Harbaugh will come on Wednesday to interview with the Minnesota Vikings. So they've talked, and now an interview process in place. Interesting stuff. Jay Witta started a junior hockey team years ago in the northern suburbs, and it's going strong. Interesting stuff. He joins us now. Jay, were you able to break away from your manicure or pedicure?
Yeah, that was funny. Did you guys ever come back?
Huh? Yeah, we came back. We had to wait 15 minutes.
Was I already gone?
You were gone, yep. I said, I don't want that because I'm afraid somebody will see me. Getting my toenails worked on, yeah.
It was a three-game weekend for the Blue Ox. So.
Your team, the Blue Ox. Now, take us back. There's a segment that goes, this junior hockey, they don't quite understand how it all works, and they hear the magicians, and they hear about the USHL and the old days, the Vulcans. Explain your league and what the Blue Ox is.
Correct. So in junior hockey, there's three tiers. So there's tier one, which is the major juniors in Canada, and then the USHL here in the States. And then there's tier two, which predominantly is the North American League, the NAHL. And then there's tier three, and that's where we are. So we're considered pay to play, not tuition free. So most of our kids are paying. Most of our kids are, at least on our team, are younger and trying to get a shot at the tier two level, try to advance to that level. And then the older guys in our league, the 20-year-old guys, are looking to go play D3 college hockey somewhere, you know. So that's just kind of how the hierarchy goes. So, and it's been, this is our fifth year up in Coon Rapids, and been going well, and we're having success. We've been to the national tournament twice in 4 years, so hoping this year is the year where we can do it all. So,
where do you play, and how much do you practice?
Yeah, so it's all post high school players primarily. We do have a senior on our team this year, two seniors in high school, but the rest are all post high school. And we play out of Coon Rapids. Is that what you asked me? You broke up there, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. Where do you play, and what's your practice schedule, week schedule like for this team?
Yeah, so our home rink is Coon Rapids Ice Center. It's a beautiful new facility as of 2012, so that's pretty new in ice rink age. So, and then the post-high school guys, we work out 9:15 to 10:30. Monday through Thursday, and then we're on the ice 11 to 12:30 Monday through Thursday, and then our games are usually on the weekends.
Do a lot of guys have a job in the afternoon or go to college in the afternoon or take classes? What do they do?
Yeah, we Yeah, that's one of our rules, actually. They either got to be taking classes at Anoka Ramsey Community College right next door, or somewhere online, college courses, generals. And if they're not doing that, for sure they got to work part-time. So some do both, and some just work. So, yeah, so it's you know, and then we're doing a lot of community service type stuff. But it's a long season. I mean, it's September to March. It's 55 games. It's a grind. So they don't have a lot of downtime.
And so when do what percentage of these guys end up playing Division III or some form of college hockey?
Probably, I'd say on our team, probably, half our players or a third. It depends. It's funny because, you know, some kids have played for us for 1 year. Some end up playing 3 years with us till they're 20. So in that time, you know, they mature, they figure things out, they kind of figure out what they want to do in life. And some guys end up saying they're done, you know, and they want to go to a trade school or Dunwoody or, you know, stuff like that. So, but yeah, if we can move, I guess our goal is if we can move 2 to 5 players on to a higher level next year, that's pretty successful.
Sure, for sure. And they get there, and obviously they, you know, this is a big commitment. And do a lot. Do a lot of them mature into? I mean, you're taking a lot of kids that aren't anywhere near fully matured physically. Do you see that process play out in front of you many times, where you go, it's not that you weren't good enough in high school. You just hadn't matured into the body that you're going to have.
Oh, for sure. And that's kind of the most fun, you know, part of coaching these guys is just seeing the development, even in a year. I mean, We've been going 6 months now, and from September to today, you know, the kids have all improved. They've all developed. They've matured off the ice as well because a lot of them live with families up around the rink, you know, billet families. So they're living away from home and getting used to that kind of thing. So, yeah, for sure, the maturity process it's cheaper than college, and it's more fun because they get to play hockey. Mm-hmm. So that's what I tell the parents, you know, the pay-to-play model. It's less than college tuition is going to be, and they're going to learn a lot of stuff they might not learn in the classroom as well.
Jay Witt is our guest. He owns and operates the Blue Ox out of Coon Rapids junior hockey team, featuring kids really from all over the world. But, you know, a lot of these kids – you know, they're paying to play juniors, and then they'd have to pay to play Division III hockey. Does that mean that you get a kid that loves hockey more than most?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we always tell the kids, play as long as you can play. And so in juniors, that's till they're 20 years old, and then they go on and they become 21-year-old freshmen usually, you know. So, but the key is these kids love it. You know, they've grown up with it. It's in their blood. They've been doing it since they were 4. And they just really want to push themselves to play at the highest level possible. And you know, fortunately for the Blue Ox, we're probably one of the top 10 Tier 3 teams in North America. So it's you know, as far as having success and really developing guys. So, it's a great process.
Here comes COVID, obviously, the last couple of years. How did that affect your league? And as an owner, how did you have to adjust?
Yeah, so last year was tough. You know, with the closures, the rink closures in December. I think it was December, maybe end of November, and things like that. So we had to leave. We moved to Somerset, Wisconsin, where they didn't have a mask mandate. So our players didn't have to wear masks on the ice over there. So we played over there for 3 months, and it was amazing. I mean, we filled our games were sold out. We had a couple kegs of beer and selling beer and things like that, and we sold out the Somerset rink. So it was pretty fun experience. It was tiring, though, and expensive. We had to have rapid tests on hand for when we traveled, and not to the extent like the NHL is doing, but But still, we had a protocol in place through the league and through our team, and we had to follow that. And you know, we battled. We got a full season in. We went to Nationals, and we went 1-1-1. So we gave it a run. So all in all, it was a great year. But it was tiring. This year's been great. I mean, we haven't had any closures, any mask mandates, or anything. Knock on wood. So. Hoping that part of this is behind us and we don't see it here at the end of this season.
What kind of crowds do you get?
Pretty good crowds. We, you know, when we started it, you know, this is our fifth year, Mike. So when Bruce and Crystal and I started it, you know, 5 years ago, we wanted to make it like a St. Paul Saints atmosphere, you know, where it's just a great family, affordable family outing. It's fast, skilled, physical hockey for the crowds, and then we do games in between, you know, periods. We got chuck a puck, we got tire races, we have little mites scrimmaging from Coon Rapids Youth Hockey Association. We have beer vendor, a beer garden, barbecue beef sandwiches and mac and cheese, and you know, our vendors are having a blast. So you know, I want to say it depends on who we're playing. If we're playing some of our top rivals, we'll get, you know, 500 to 800 fans, you know, a yep. game, which is pretty solid. So,
yeah, and what have you learned about business and hockey through 5 years of this?
Oh, you know, it's you know, I don't really do it for the business side. Luckily, I own my own marketing business and a couple other businesses as well, and so this is more a passion of mine. I mean, I'm not quitting my day job for this because junior hockey doesn't pay very well, you know, if you do it the right way, the way you're supposed to. So it's, you know, which means the kids come first and you're not trading guys left and right and taking people's money and kids aren't playing, that kind of thing. So we run it the right way. We're not in it to lose money, of course, but, you know, it's you know, the business side's really fun and kind of maybe a little easier for me because I've already had that experience running other businesses. So, but my passion's hockey. I mean, it's just youth hockey. And I played at Minnetonka and played in college and played juniors. And you know, my four boys played and I coached them all the way through Minnetonka. So it's in my blood and I love coaching. So.
When did it become almost a necessity for kids that even want to play Division III hockey that you had to go to juniors? Was that 10 years ago, 20? When did that happen?
You know, that's such a great question because I tell parents, like, when I played, I graduated from Minnetonka 87, so I'm 53 years old. But when I graduated, a lot of the top players could just go play Division III hockey right away. And then even the top players going to Division I rarely played juniors. I mean, yeah. The Vulcans just started, and so those days have changed. So I tell parents that Division III hockey is probably as good, if not better, than what Division I hockey was back then.
Mm-hmm.
And Division I hockey is that much better. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even D3 players, I mean, they're going to be 20. I would say 90% of those players all have 2 years junior experience for sure under their belt.
Yeah, so, it almost seems like it's just mandatory, you know?
Yeah, it's like JUCO baseball or JUCO
football. Yeah, except in junior hockey, you don't lose the eligibility.
Exactly. Yeah. If you keep your credits under 12, yeah. So yeah, no, it's a weird sport. I tell parents that, and hockey parents, you know, and they're like, why is this? You mean my son can't just go play there at River
yeah.
Falls? Like, no, not unless they were recruited hard, you know.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen very often. Now, you mentioned Bruce. Bruce Boudreau, who's a partner with you in it. Now he moved on to Hershey. Now he's coaching again. What was it like to have him as a partner and to offer, you know, the NHL perspective on it?
Oh, it was great. They're great people, Bruce and Crystal, and we're still partners. So they still own 5% of the Ox, and I own 5% of their new new team out there, the Hershey Cubs. So it's good. We still work together. We talk about players together. We have a mini camp together in July, and so it's a great working relationship. They're just if you know Bruce, you've interviewed him. He's just a salt of the earth guy and very humble. Doesn't like to. He came down once in between periods and said, "Hey guys," to me and my assistant coach Woodsy, "have you ever thought about this on the power play?" And then he stopped himself.
Yep.
And he goes, "Oh, forget it. I don't want to pry." And we're like, "No, you can tell
us. Now don't leave us hanging, man. We might have the edge."
Exactly. But he's just that way. It was like he didn't want to step on our toes, you know, as the coaches. And we're like, "No, Bruce, your advice we'll listen to." So he's great.
All right, when's your next game for people out there that want to check you out?
We play February 11th at home at Coon Rapids Ice Center, 7 p.m. And then we have one more home game, the 29th. And then we start playoffs, which I'm hoping they're a three-game series. I'm hoping both series will be at Coon Rapids as well. So you can go to blueoxhockey.com and click on the schedule, and you can see our schedule there. So
Jay, good to see you. Your toenails look great.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. Keep up the good work.
You too. Jay Witt, owner of the Blue Ox Junior Hockey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.